prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a favorite for you on the show today, Mike Mahler. I'm going to be talking with him in just a minute. I got a couple announcements to make. First of all, for those of you who didn't hear before or haven't been to the superhumanradio.com website lately, we are giving away a almost $400 pair of PowerBlock quick change adjustable dumbbells every month, November, December, and January. You just have to enter once. Go to the Superhuman Radio website. Look for the banner ad that says enter to win a set of power blocks. Click the link, put your information in, and you're entered for all 3 months. Every single month, we will be picking one lucky winner at random to receive a set of U90 Stage 1 power block dumbbells. That's a 5 to 50 pound adjustable dumbbell. Goes up in 5 pound increments. It's the new urethane series, which means that the metal plates actually have a coating of urethane on them. They fit snug. They don't make the rattle noise that some of the older ones used to make. And plus, they have a new technology that makes them a lot faster to go from one weight to another. Really, really nice product. Over $400 when you count shipping and handling, which is also included. One lucky winner per month. Don't miss the opportunity. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a set of PowerBlock adjustable dumbbells every month, November, December, and January. Also, my good friend Brent Jones is hosting the Kentucky Muscle Show November 13th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tickets are $15 for the day show, $25 for the night show. It's a one-day event. It brings a lot of regional competitors into the market, into Louisville, Kentucky each year. And you can get tickets by going to KentuckyMuscle.com or on Ticketmasters. And then 4th Street Live is the venue for the after party. And we're talking about me doing a live remote from there at this point in time. We're working on it. So I'll let you know as that comes around. Anyway, so check that out. Go to KentuckyMuscle.com and visit the Kentucky Muscle Show this year. You know, insulin resistance continues to be a big issue. And more people are starting to recognize that it's reversible. And one of the key things to doing to reversing it is understanding what supplements are both insulinogenic and help become cause the body to become more sensitive to insulin. My guest today knows a lot about this subject, Mike Mahler. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Carl. Doing great. Thanks again for having me on again.
You know, this show is important for a variety of reasons. Obviously, to those of us who are in the physical culture, physical fitness arena, we want to maximize insulin sensitivity because it increases muscle uptake of glucose and our ability to train harder. Those people who have insulin insensitivity tend to produce a high degree of lactate earlier on. They get soreness in the muscles faster. So being efficient in this area is important. But the general population out there is suffering from the onset of diabetes. Many people are pre-diabetic, and some of these supplements we're going to talk about today could benefit them as well. So keep your ears open if you have a relative or friend who is dealing with this problem. Is that a correct statement, what I just said, Mike?
That's a very correct statement, and you're absolutely correct that actually a lot of people are pre-diabetic with insulin resistance and don't even know it, and that's the scary thing. So insulin resistance is basically a one-way ticket or a one-way track to diabetes if you don't do anything about it, but fortunately it is reversible by modifying your diet and taking some key supplements wherever necessary, exercising more, so it's definitely something we can do a lot about. But just with overall hormone optimization, insulin is one of those key players that really has to be optimized for the entire orchestra to come into play. And like we've talked about on previous shows, men tend to be very preoccupied with testosterone, and women often want to know about estrogen. But really, without optimizing insulin, you're just not going to get the maximum benefit of the androgens as well. And insulin is really critical for any physique composition goal. Obviously, it's critical for health. Without the optimal amount of insulin, we can't drive nutrients into the liver, the muscles, and the cells. So with insulin resistance, what happens is these insulin receptors are just worn out, and are no longer sensitive to picking up insulin. And now the pancreas has to send out a huge insulin response to just pass through that threshold to get those critical nutrients where they need to go. And then eventually, the pancreas just gets worn out from just making so much insulin so often, and now you're not really producing, eventually you just don't produce insulin as much at all anymore to drive the nutrients where you need to go, and now you're in a big problem. So it really is something to take seriously and really something that
I'll even take it a step further. I predict in the upcoming years you're going to find out that diseases like Parkinson's disease do not have that the death of the neuron is secondary to the neuron's inability to manage glucose, which creates the onset of death to the neuron. You mark my words that diseases of the brain that are common today are linked to the brain's inability to take up and metabolize glucose properly.
Well, there's many doctors that agree with exactly what you just said. Dr. Braverman, who's got some excellent material out there on brain health, he basically refers to Alzheimer as type 3 diabetes. And for the exact reasons you said, where those receptors in the brain are no longer getting the nutrients they need, and then dementia is just around the corner. So if you're interested in brain health, heart health, organ health, any kind of health, then you really need to take insulin seriously. You want to keep insulin sensitivity as long as possible.
Let's talk about the supplements. You're going to give a list of 11, and people can get copies of this after the show is over. I know that you're one of the more organized guests I have. Where would people be able to get copies of the list that you're going to put together today?
Sure. My show notes are available. Just shoot me an email at Mahler25. That's just my last name, Mahler25@yahoo.com. And just put in insulin resistance in the subject line, so I'll know what to send you, and I'll blast that out to you.
And there are two types of supplements. Well, correct me, maybe there's more, but that I know of. There's insulinogenic supplements that actually mimic insulin, and then there's supplements that actually increase the sensitivity of the cell to insulin. Are those the two we're going to be covering, or you got something else too?
We got a variety of stuff, such as some of those supplements that fall into that category, which we're definitely going to cover, such as orlopoic acid and fenugreek. But we also have some other ones that are very critical that some of the listeners may not be familiar with, and one that is just a really important mineral that's important for a variety of reasons, but also very important for helping insulin do the job it needs to do is magnesium.
Yeah.
So, I mean, magnesium is necessary for the production, the function, and transport of insulin.
Nothing showed the importance of magnesium like the research that was done right here in the state I'm living in Arizona with the Pima Indians, who are genetically insulin resistant, and when given large doses of magnesium for a long enough period of time where tissue saturations reach a certain level, it actually reverses their insulin resistance.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, a lot of people could have insulin resistance just from having a severe magnesium deficiency.
Right.
So it's one of those minerals that's critical. And as you know, and as most of your listeners probably know who have heard me before, I'm a big fan of magnesium oil. I just think it absorbs so much better than oral magnesium, and that it also has additional benefits, such as increasing DHEA. So I'm a big fan of that. But for the ideal dosing, there's a Dr. Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle. She recommends a dosing based on body weight. So we're going to be looking at the rule of thumb for men and women is about 6 to 8 milligrams per kilogram. So we're looking at, for a 200-pound male, he'll be taking about 600 to 900 milligrams of magnesium. And she's definitely an expert on magnesium. Other doctors have argued that is way too much, such as 900 milligrams of magnesium, and they tend to recommend a more conservative 200 to 400 milligrams. But more and more research is coming out that's really not enough for a lot of people, and that the higher levels of magnesium are important. And this doesn't have to all come from supplements. I mean, you may be getting about 400 milligrams from your diet, so you can just take that into account and add on to that. But also with magnesium oil, the absorption, in my opinion, is so much better than oral that you definitely can cut that dose in half and take maybe, example, if you wanted to take 800 milligrams of magnesium, maybe you could take around 400 or 500 via the oil.
Interesting. Now, I guess the real problem with magnesium, more than anything else, it is if you have renal issues, if you have kidney issues, it could be very taxing to the kidneys. And then a more unusual effect of it that bothers people is it could cause loose stools, loose bowel movement. But
right.
I find that the magnesium glycinate, I want to say, that Dr. Peter Rouse sent me does not affect my stomach that way at all. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's definitely definitely one of the better ones. Magnesium citrate is also pretty good. That often comes in a powdered drink that you can just put in water, an effervescent drink. And a lot of people like to take that before they go to sleep at night. The magnesium oil definitely won't cause any GI tract issues, even if you took a very large amount, just because it bypasses the GI tract.
Sure, sure.
It's a non-issue. So people that sometimes people are in a sickly state where if they take magnesium, it just causes diarrhea or other GI tract issues. So when we want to get them healthier, we want to give them the magnesium they need without causing any issues in the GI tract.
All right, let's do this. We kind of hit on magnesium. Let's go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the other 10 important supplements. We're talking today with Mike Mahler. We're talking about 11 supplements that can help you combat insulin resistance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to steroiddefenselawyers.com. That's steroiddefenselawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tell your friends about the Power Block giveaway. It's an awesome opportunity to get a... Really, I have a set of Power Block dumbbells. They're the best. I mean, you can go from one weight to another weight in a matter of seconds. Train in your own comfort of your own home. If you don't have a set of these at home, you're really missing out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Enter to win One set given away each month, November, December, and January. Tell your friends. Check it out. Okay. So, Mike, where do we go from magnesium, which is obviously a very important mineral, and what are we talking about the effects of some of these supplements? Let's hit the next one.
Okay, the next one actually is an odd one, is apple cider vinegar. And a study by Dr. Carol Johnston actually showed that 2 tablespoons before a high-carb meal in a group of people that had insulin resistance cut the blood sugar surge by 50%. And it worked just as well for diabetes as the drug metformin. So this is actually something that is very simple to add in and is very good at just lowering that high glucose surge from a high carbohydrate meal. Now, one could say, well, just don't eat a high carbohydrate meal, and that's a good point too. But still, taking some apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons before a meal, which has carbohydrates, even a moderate amount, is just going to help with that glucose metabolism and help reduce that insulin resistance.
It could be a rescue item. You know, you have. Let's face it, we all end up having friends who don't never necessarily live the way we do. You end up at dinner somewhere, someone hands you a plate of pasta, and you don't want to be a stick in the mud and go, oh, I don't eat pasta.
Right.
So here's an opportunity for you to be sociable and still protect yourself.
Right. You could use it on Thanksgiving, for example. It's just around the corner. We're in the holiday season now. A lot of big meals around the corner for a lot of people.
How do you think it works, Mike? How does the acidic properties of vinegar blunt the rise in glucose?
It's an interesting question. I didn't see too much about it when I researched it, but it's something about it. I think it's more that the glucose metabolism is increased so that glucose is utilized more, so that as a result, there's not a lot of excess glucose after a meal. More is being picked up on the receptor level, getting into the muscles, the cells, and the liver. But that's something I'll have to look into a little bit more, but it seemed pretty compelling that this is something that's worth adding. And I know a lot of strength coaches who use this with their clients. Christian Thibodeau is a really good strength coach. He has a lot of his clients take 2 tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar before each meal, and that's allowed a lot of people to get their fat loss program back on track. And also with this group, and these are people that have had insulin resistance for a while, and they had a hard time losing weight. Without doing anything else but just adding the apple cider vinegar, they lost a couple extra pounds. I think it was 3 or 4 pounds in 4 weeks, which sounds trivial, but you have to realize these are people that were stuck at a plateau for a long time, and nothing was really helping them out. And just something simple as adding apple cider vinegar put them back on track.
And I like Bragg's, Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar, because it's unfiltered.
I was about to say, Paul Bragg's one is really good. It's inexpensive, but this is one of those things where you'll be spending maybe $5 or $6 a month just to add this to your routine.
Yeah, very good. Okay, what's next?
Okay, next actually is coconut oil. And what I like about coconut oil is that it has a lot of medium-chain fatty acids which nourish the cells without the need of insulin. So you don't need insulin to transport these nutrients into the cells. So this basically gives insulin a much-needed break. Otherwise, every time we're eating something, insulin has to spike, and if you have insulin resistance, you have to produce a large amount to drive the nutrients where they need to go. So coconut oil is basically an alternative energy source to allow one to reduce their carbohydrate intake. You can increase coconut oil, get more energy from the medium-chain fatty acids, and also just having some fat in meals will, of course, blunt a high insulin spike as well.
I eat this stuff. Dr. Rouse sent me a jug of coconut oil, and I keep it in the fridge so it solidifies, and I eat it like white chocolate, and I have an insatiable urge to eat it constantly. It's so good. Am I doing myself damage by eating a lot of it, you think?
I don't think you're doing yourself damage by eating too much. The only downside you may have is if you have too much, you can start having some GI tract issues. You'll be running to the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I'm not having that problem with it, but I love this stuff. It's unbelievable.
I don't have that problem even when I take a lot, 7 or 8 tablespoons in a day, because I like to have it in my morning protein shake. I like to cook with it. It's one of the best oils that they can handle higher heats. And I'll use 2 tablespoons or 3 at dinner with the main meal. And it's one of those things where you never feel bloated out when you take a lot of it, and you never feel really weighed down. Sometimes when you have too much fat, you just feel sluggish. I never get that at all with coconut, and most people I talk to about it never get it either. It's also one of those things to help people in between meals. Like, for example, I like to have people, a way to increase insulin sensitivity is just to have longer stretches in between each meal. So it may be 4 to 6 hours or more in between each meal so that insulin goes down and then glucagon comes up to pull nutrients out of the liver and stored body fat. And what coconut oil can do is you can take that in between meals for someone who's trying to increase the stretches in between each meal. You can actually have coconut oil to get you through those long stretches because it won't have any effect in terms of increasing insulin. It'll help nourish the cells and keep your appetite under control in between those meals. And it's not one of those things, well, maybe you might chug a glass of coconut oil, but most people, one tablespoon, it's not, they're not going to have an irresistible urge to start downing several more.
I don't even know how much I eat because I eat it in chunks. I stick a fork in it and just take a hunk of it and throw it in my mouth like chocolate. And Jarro Formula has a minimally processed coconut oil that has some has a coconut flavor to it, a little bit reminiscent of the coconut that it originated. And it's so delicious. It's like a dessert. To me, like a dessert. Really.
Okay, I wasn't familiar with that brand. That sounds great. I also like coconut milk. I think coconut milk is really good stuff. And it's something for you can use as a base in a protein shake. The coconut oil has the most of the medium-chain fatty acids, which is what really energizes the cells. And it's great for people on low-carbohydrate diets. But also, if you're looking for something such as more of a dessert, you can take some coconut milk, you can blend in some frozen fruit, and then you have a really nice dessert there.
What's next on the list, Mike?
Okay, next on the list is carnitine, and in particular, acetyl-L-carnitine and carnitine tartrate. And carnitine has been shown to increase cells' fuel-burning activities and improve glucose tolerance. So carnitine helps fatty acids get burned to be used as fuel by the cells. And carnitine also helps move excess fuel from the cells to the organs where they may be needed. And acetyl-L-carnitine seems to stack very well with R-lipoic acid. And it's also been shown to be very helpful with brain health and mood and just pre-workout energy. Carnitine has a lot of benefits. So it's not just good for insulin resistance. It's good for a variety of things.
Well, let's talk about the two of them for a second. Acetyl-L-carnitine has been shown in numerous studies to have an effect very similar to that of growth hormone in that it creates an affinity for the triglyceride into the cell and attaches it to the mitochondria, making it a preferential substrate to energize the mitochondria. And R-alpha-lipoic acid is a very powerful insulin mimetic. So the two of them together can shuttle glucose out of the body and force the body to prefer fat as a source of energy. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people actually start losing a lot of body fat with both supplements. My wife actually had very high levels of insulin. It was at 33, which is really high. And I just helped modify her diet and also got her on R-lipoic acid and carnitine, and we got her insulin down to 4, which is really good. That's a sign that her insulin sensitivity is great.
Now, those of you, I have to say one caveat here. Those of you who are using insulinogenic drugs like metformin, glucophage, or even insulin, and you want to start using some of these techniques that we're talking about today to limit your dependence on these pharmaceutical drugs and insulin, you have to work with your doctor because R-alpha-lipoic acid will force you into a hypoglycemic episode if you have trouble managing glucose now because you are diabetic. You should absolutely work with your doctor before taking this because you're gonna find periods of time that you're gonna have to start to adjust your other drugs down because these are working so well. What do you think about that statement?
There's no question. You definitely want to work with your doctor whether you're on any drugs or not when you start playing around with these things. If you have a high level of insulin, it's not something where you just want to go home and experiment. Definitely work with a qualified physician. And if you're on any medications for diabetes or insulin resistance, then you definitely want to be careful about not taking too many different things. The key here also is, as I'm going through all these different supplements, people start thinking, okay, I'm just going to get everything. And that's not really what I'm trying to put out there. I'm just trying to give you the information and the options so that you can educate yourself and look into things further. I'm not trying to sell you on 11 supplements you need to add to your diet right now to address insulin resistance.
Right.
Just a couple of these things I think are not hard to add and will benefit you dramatically.
Or you know what? You can add some of these some days. You know, like one day maybe you end up using coconut oil. Another day you end up using some R-alpha-lipoic acid. It doesn't have to be something that, like you're saying, by knowing that there's 11 choices should give you more access to options. That's all.
Yeah, exactly right. So you have all these different things where you basically have an insulin resistance program, which can be comprised of a lot of these different products to use at various times.
What's next, Mike?
Okay, next is cinnamon, and this is an easy one to add because I'm a big fan of cinnamon. I add it to protein shakes. I make homemade protein bars, desserts, whatever you want to do. Cinnamon is just a great product. You can add it to tea, coffee. So the thing about cinnamon is it has insulin-like activity, which helps to lower blood glucose levels. And the active chemical in cinnamon is methyl hydroxycholine. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a polymer, and it's been actually shown to lower blood glucose levels, triglycerides, and LDL cholesterol. So the recommended dose is about 1 teaspoon per day. And I actually go a lot higher than that. I put about maybe 1 teaspoon in my morning protein shake, another 1 post-workout, and then I may have some more with tea or coffee or something like that later in the day.
Now let's talk about that teaspoon. You're talking about a true measuring teaspoon, not the teaspoon that people stir their tea with, which is closer to a tablespoon.
Right, right. You would want to get one of those teaspoons, which is an exact measurement, rather than using whatever spoon you have at home. So you don't want to take too much of this. Again, the taste starts going down the drain if you take too much cinnamon at one time, and also it can cause some GI tract issues.
Bingo.
As well.
Too much. Yeah, yeah. Okay, what's next on the list, Mike?
The next one we've already talked about is R-lipoic acid, and R-lipoic acid, as you mentioned, is an insulin mimicker. So it increases glucose metabolism, which is just the utilization of glucose by the muscles and cells, so it's not being stored as fat. With a lot of people, when they don't have good glucose metabolism, they just end up storing a lot of the glucose they're consuming as fat. A lot of what they eat just gets stored as fat instead of being utilized. So 100 milligrams of R-lipoic acid with meals about 3 times a day works very well. And you want to look for an R-lipoic acid which also has biotin, because taking a lot of R-lipoic acid can deplete levels of biotin. So you want to bump that up a little bit. So I tend to like taking both at the same time. And there's a lot of R-lipoic acid supplements on the product which have both.
I want to mention something before we go into the break. For those of you who think that sometimes supplements are not as powerful as pharmaceutical drugs, R-lipoic acid was studied by BASF about 15 years ago. And when they found that they couldn't patent it because it's naturally occurring, they abandoned it. But they were preparing to launch it as a drug to cope, to manage diabetes. So this is one of those instances where a large pharmaceutical company did a lot of research and was about to launch it as a drug, and they couldn't. And we are the benefactors of that. R-lipoic acid has also been shown to increase the sensitivity to insulin on a cellular level when taken for long periods of time. Now, it could be intrinsic in the R-lipoic acid to do that, or it could just be the fact that because it lowers insulin levels, the cells become more sensitive. You can choose which one to believe. But the bottom line is R-lipoic acid is a very, very powerful, very effective compound to use when managing insulin resistance. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up with Mike Mahler. You can get a complete list. Mike is one of the more organized guests I have. He always has a list, whatever he talks about. You could email him at Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R 25, at Yahoo, right?
That's correct.
At yahoo.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Can't run the marathon without training, or stretch the art form without straining. Too much hype, not enough braining. Whole lot of money, little maintaining.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4255. 4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You people are responding. We're getting lots of entry forms. Go to superhumanradio.com and sign up to win a free pair of Power Block dumbbells. $400 pair. Awesome stuff here. I've got a set. I love them. My guest today, Mike Mahler, we're talking about supplements to help you combat insulin resistance. We already listed a bunch of them. If you want a complete list, you can just email Mike at Mahler25 at yahoo.com. M-A-H-L-E-R 25, the numeral 25 at yahoo.com. All right, Mike, where do we go from our alpha poic acid?
Okay, next we have a supplement called, it's either called Fenuplex by Charles Poliquin. He carries that. And the same product is also made by Metagenics, a company called Metagenics, and it's called Fenugreek Plus.
Right.
So wherever you get it, it's the same product. My guess is that they co-brand this for Charles Poliquin as well. Now, this contains three ingredients that are all really good for supporting glucose metabolism. And the first one is fenugreek, which helps to lower blood sugar levels by slowing the digestion and absorption of carbohydrates. And then we've got bitter guard fruit, and this increases glucose uptake in the body. And then it also has gymnema leaf, which is from India. It's part of an Ayurvedic medicine, which reduces metabolic effect of sugar by preventing the intestines from absorbing sugar molecules during digestion. So the three of, and also this really helps, this product really helps with sugar cravings. I know Dr. Peter Rouse gives this out to various clients who just have that irresistible urge for sugar.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Peter, Dr. Rouse at afperformancecenter.com, you can get it, the Metagenics line from him. And then another one of my sponsors, which is Nathan Chase over at Need to Build Muscle, his Need to Slin actually has one of the most highly concentrated how do you pronounce it?
Gymnema.
Yeah, gymnema leaf. He's got one that's got like 70% of the active ingredient in that Need to Slin. So that's another product that also capitalizes on insulin sensitivity.
Yeah, that sounds great. And what's cool about Fenuplex is that this is a great product for people that are on a fat loss program and they don't want to take stimulants. A lot of people think that they have to take some kind of stimulant-based product if they want to enhance their fat loss program. And really, it's about optimizing your hormones, in particular insulin. So something like Fenuplex will really help increase that glucose metabolism and get the carbohydrates where you want them to go rather than just being stored in as body fat.
Bingo.
So taking about two caps three times per day, basically, but right before you eat a meal.
When they say right before, I always get confused. Is it literally right before, so it's digesting with the meal, or do I need it to be, you know, the capsule being dissolved before I even eat the food?
I think it can be literally. So you basically, okay, you just down it, put two caps in your mouth, down it with a glass of water, and then
eat your meal. Okay.
And what you could do is put some of that apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons, in a glass of water. Take that and the Fenuplex, and then have your meal. Then you have a nice compound effect there. And think about it, apple cider vinegar, is that's kind of a no-brainer addition to any program just because it's so inexpensive.
Yeah,
you might as well just add that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, next on the list we have is resveratrol. And I'm a big fan of resveratrol. It actually helps with, on the last show we talked about how it helps block estrogen uptake and it acts as an anti-aromatase inhibitor. But it also activates S1RT1, and this is a protein that increases insulin sensitivity. And it's also been shown to be very effective, very similar to metformin, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, yeah. There was a study done by Canadian, I want to say McMaster's maybe, that compared resveratrol milligram for milligram to metformin, which is the gold standard in diabetes treatment, and the resveratrol outperformed metformin in stabilizing and maintaining healthy blood sugar levels.
Yeah, so resveratrol is just one of those multi-beneficial products, whereas it's another one of those no-brainer additions.
What? How many milligrams a day do you think that people need?
I like Transmax resveratrol, which is more concentrated.
Right.
So we're looking at about 500 milligrams one time per day. If you have really bad insulin resistance, you can bump it up to maybe 500 milligrams twice a day. You may need to go more than that, but start at the lowest dose possible and see how that works with you. But I find that 500 milligrams first thing in the morning on an empty stomach works very well. And then if you want to take another dose right before you go to sleep on an empty stomach as well.
So you feel empty stomach is key with resveratrol?
It is. Studies show that if you take it with food, that really blocks the absorption and uptake of it. So you really want to take it on an empty stomach.
Okay.
And you want to take a large dose at one time. So rather than taking 150 milligrams a couple times a day, it shows that you want to take a higher dose helps pass a threshold where you get the maximum resveratrol uptake.
Gotcha. Okay. What's next after resveratrol?
Okay, next is another one that you're a big fan of and we hear a lot, is vitamin D.
Yeah.
And D leads to insulin resistance and beta cell dysfunction, so low vitamin D levels rather. So most clinical studies in a variety of health areas point to a blood level of vitamin D. You want to be at about 60 to 80 ng/mL, and more and more research is saying you want to be a lot closer to 80 or more.
Yeah.
Vitamin D.
Isn't it amazing? Vitamin D status. Just a year and a half ago when the medical orthodoxy was saying that 30 nanograms a deciliter was high, and then those in the progressive arena were saying you're better off closer to 50. Now they're finding out that 50 is the bottom of what is considered therapeutic.
Right.
And actually closer to 80 is ideal. And it's just one of those things. Vitamin D, people keep most doctors who aren't clear keep telling you that, you know, you store it, you're going to build up too much, it's going to displace vitamin A. Think about it. Vitamin D is developed from sun. Would the body really develop a system of managing something so critical? Most people spent all day in the sun. They were producing 50,000 IUs a day of vitamin D, even with clothing on. So how could taking 10,000 IUs a day be dangerous?
Yeah, it's just another one of those things where it's something simple and cost-effective, and that makes it dangerous to larger interest groups who basically don't want you to take things that are inexpensive and viable alternatives to pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So it really comes down, like you've said often, you really want to trace where the money is.
Yeah.
Is that really what it comes down to? A lot of companies, they're not going to recommend something unless they can make a lot of money off of it.
Right.
They'll just keep it, they'll just downplay it, or they'll just flat out lie and say something like vitamin D is dangerous just so people won't take it.
Right, right.
And then now when you can't take these viable alternatives, now you're forced to basically take whatever is left over, which is going to be the pharmaceutical alternative, which is
and you know who they really prey on more than anything else. This is my own humble opinion. I don't have any statistics to prove what I'm about to say, but there are certain ethnicities that tend to be more insulin resistant. For instance, Italians, those of us like myself who are from the Mediterranean region, we tend to have a higher degree of insulin resistance. African Americans, American Samoans, these are people that when they eat a traditional Western diet, they become obese. And the reason for that is because our bodies are actually more efficient. They've evolved under more difficult conditions of famine and so on. So our bodies are more efficient. And as a result of that, insulin resistant is a predominant disease with us. And the pharmaceutical industries want to prey on those people because instead of telling them, you know what? You really shouldn't be eating this way. You'd be healthier if you stuck to fats and proteins and stayed away from corn and grain. They'd rather let you eat all that crap and then sell you metformin.
Right, exactly. And a lot of doctors actually make the mistake of when someone is a diabetic or they have someone with insulin resistance, they'll recommend a low-fat, very high carbohydrates, low-protein diet, and this is going to exacerbate the problem even further.
Make you sick. It's going to kill you.
I mean, it's just shocking to me when I see recommendations of high carbohydrates for people with insulin resistance or diabetes. It just shocks me, and it's just amazing to me when I see such terrible information. And even organizations such as the American Diabetic Association, often they'll recommend products which are very high in sugar, and they'll say this is okay for diabetics. And so things like that just blow my mind as well.
Well, and for me, I mean, obviously everybody knows that I have a slight amount of conspiracy theorist in me. I don't stay up at night thinking these things, but the bottom line is I always look at these organizations and realize that if diabetes was cured, these organizations wouldn't have a reason or a place. If some of these diseases were cured, these organizations wouldn't have revenue anymore. Are they really interested in the truth, or are they interested in perpetuating their own jobs?
That's a very good point, and what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of these jobs are extremely lucrative, which is also very shocking. A lot of nonprofit organizations have presidents that make $500,000 a year.
Right. Why wouldn't the diabetes organizations be coming out and saying, eat ketogenically for 6 months and cure your diabetes, forget everything else? That's the God's honest truth. That's the truth right there. Why aren't they shouting that from the rooftops and letting people hear the truth? No, instead they tell you, no, moderate carbohydrates are okay. You know, bread and cereals, as long as it's not refined. Baloney. Baloney.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really correct. And there's just some people that just don't metabolize carbohydrates well at all. And they're better off just getting whatever carbohydrates they can get from low glycemic vegetables, not even fruits, because some people just don't do well on fruits because
right.
of the fructose content. So they have to basically cut out all carbohydrates and just eat a lot of vegetables that are low glycemic. And eventually the body just switches over to learning, to becoming very good at using fat for energy, and then you basically become a fat-burning machine. So it's one of those things where you don't have to eat a lot of carbohydrates. It's not one of those things that you have to have. It's not an essential nutrient. Now, I'm not saying that everyone should be on a zero-carb diet. I'm not saying that at all. Some people do fine on a little bit more carbohydrates in their diet. But if you're someone with insulin resistance or just a family history of diabetes, then reducing that carbohydrate intake, shifting primarily to low glycemic, if not all of it, or just cutting out carbohydrates as much as possible temporarily, just to drive down the high glucose levels and increase that insulin sensitivity is a very sensible approach.
Or, if you must continue to eat carbohydrates, use some apple cider vinegar, some R-lipoic acid, make sure that your magnesium intake is high enough. Take some of these steps to assuage some of the effects of the carbohydrates that you are convinced that you need in your diet. We're talking today with Mike Mahler. If you want to get complete notes, you can email him at Mahler, MAHLER25@yahoo.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the balance of the supplements that will help you combat insulin resistance, reach your physical goals, and live longer, because most disease today is related to diabetes and insulin resistance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Iron Mag Labs makes bodybuilding supplements that really work. Check out Iron Mag Labs' new Pro Hormone 1 Andro RX, a safe yet very effective pro hormone similar to the old 1AD. Or raise your natural testosterone levels with Anabolic Matrix RX. If you're trying to build muscle, Iron Mag Labs can help. You can find all of Iron Mag Labs products at bodybuilding.com and massnutrition.com, or buy direct by visiting ironmaglabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Mike Mahler. You know, for those of you who are on the anti-aging side of the table, Dr. Antoine Roux did my show back in 2009 from the University of Montreal, where his group had discovered that it was glucose signaling that speeds the aging process, that we have sensors in our body that monitor glucose rises, and this is what causes aging on a cellular level. So managing glucose, or the flip side, managing insulin, can actually enhance your longevity. So if you're not convinced that this is important stuff, think about that for a moment. All right, Mike, so where do we go from D3?
Okay, and just to finish up in vitamin D, the recommended dose is about 2,000 international units to 5,000. I tend to be more towards the 5,000. That's what I take each day.
I take 10.
Yeah, so I think 5,000 to 10,000 is fine. And you might want to get a blood test at some point just to see exactly where you're at. But it's not one of those things where you have to be concerned about you're going to end up in the hospital in an overdose.
And vitamin D status is unique to every person. There are many of us who metabolize and expel vitamin D faster than others. And actually, my doctor, Dr. Baird, we were talking about this not too long ago. He has a very difficult time getting people up into that 50 and above range. Quite often, some of these people have to take 15,000 IUs a day to get into that range because they're expelling it so quickly.
Wow, yeah, exactly.
So you really do have to test.
You do. And some people feel that, hey, I live in Los Angeles, I'm at the beach all the time, do I really need to worry about this? Well, most people have suntan lotion on when they're at the beach all day long. And even then, most people are not really outdoors enough these days, possibly in the summer, but really most people are not outdoors that much where they're getting the same vitamin D that, let's say, our ancestors used to get, who were out in the field basically a whole day long, 6 a.m. to 4.
There was a study done here in Phoenix that showed that people here have very, very low D levels. Now, you would think that that would be contrary because it's so sunny here, but what we find is that in the sunnier climates, people stay indoors more often.
Yeah, I think very few people who are not supplementing with vitamin D are going to have optimal levels.
Yes.
They're going to tend to show up deficient.
I agree with you.
One of those things that's not expensive. It's another one of those easy decisions to make. This is not going to break the bank. You don't have to do a second mortgage to add vitamin D to your routine.
And Dr. Peter Rouse has a vitamin D drop. Each drop is 1,000 IUs. So taking 10 little drops a morning is like no big deal.
That's the one I recommend and use myself. I really like that. You just add it to a protein shake, add it to a meal. And like you said, you don't have to down 10 caps.
Yeah.
What you need, just a couple drops and you're good to go. Vitamin D has also been shown to be very useful for freeing up testosterone and also increasing growth hormone levels. So again, it's one of those things where the benefits are endless. It's not one of those things where you're buying it for one specific purpose. It helps with insulin resistance, but it'll also help with a lot of other things, optimizing the entire hormonal profile.
Okay, where do we go from D3?
Okay, next we're going to go on the CoQ10, and there was a study where 120 milligrams, 59 people took 120 milligrams, and their baseline fasting glucose went from 142 to 95, and then this is in about 8 weeks. So that's a very significant drop. And CoQ10 also helps shuttle the increase the glucose metabolism and also help nourish the cells. So CoQ10 is very important for overall energy production. And there's also been studies with CoQ10 where it actually helps increase type 2 muscle fibers. So this is the kind of muscle fibers we use for power, strength training, powerlifting, etc.
Doesn't it make sense, Mike? CoQ10 has been shown to help the mitochondria function at a higher rate, and the mitochondria is the energy factory of the cell. And guess what it uses? It uses fat and carbohydrate and glucose to produce energy. So if you ramp up the mitochondria, it's going to burn more of whatever substrate that it's preferring at that moment.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that carnitine does as well. So carnitine, CoQ10, and alpha-lipoic or lipoic acid, that's a really good stack. Or just CoQ if you're concerned about some of the insulin mimicking properties.
And you want to hear something interesting? Dr. Steven Sinatra, who cures congestive heart failure with three supplements, magnesium, acetyl-L-carnitine, and CoQ10.
Yeah, that's a great stack. It's an excellent stack.
And now think about this. Forget about if you don't have congestive heart failure, but the heart is the limiting factor in your ability to train hard, because there's a governor in your body that protects the heart. If you're training really hard, your heart is starting to get in a danger zone, your body will start to shut down. So by taking magnesium, CoQ10, and acetyl-L-carnitine can actually increase heart function, which would increase your performance in the gym.
Yeah, it really does. And this is real energy production. It's not the same as drinking a cup of coffee and getting a central nervous system stimulus.
Right.
Sometimes people say, well, I took the magnesium all and I did this. I didn't really feel an energy increase. And it's going to be more subtle than that. It's not going to be something where you just spray some magnesium on, or you take a magnesium cap and then you go hit the gym and you're like, wow, I got 5 more reps today. I think most of the time we're a very impatient society.
Yes.
Where if we're taking a pride, we want to feel something. People always say that. I took it was virtual. I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, if you know what, they need to start putting caffeine in shampoo so you can feel it working, and then people will buy that shampoo.
This is why a lot of supplement companies like the spike products with something like caffeine or yohimbine or something, some kind of stimulant that you actually feel, because then you have this psychological, psychological gratification that something positive is actually happening.
What's next after CoQ10?
Okay, next is fish oil, and in particular, what's in fish oil, which is the DHA and EPA, and these are essential fatty acids that everybody needs for brain health and reducing inflammation. But also, taking about 1,000 to 4,000 milligrams of fish oil increases insulin sensitivity and lowers cholesterol and inflammation. So it's another one of those no-brainer products, because we all need a good amount of essential fatty acids. If you don't want to take fish oil, you can take marine algae. I have a marine algae product that I carry, and it has a good amount of DHA and EPA in it, so that's another option. But a lot of some people will say, well, what about just taking flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil? And that's all fine and good for the ALA, but very few people are going to convert enough of that ALA into EPA and DHA to get the maximum benefit. So you still want, it's okay to take that, but you don't want to look at that as a substitute for fish oil, something to take in addition. And just giving your body a good amount of essential fatty acids is very important for nourishing the cells as well. So it's another one of those things that we really need for optimal brain health, insulin sensitivity, and overall vitality.
Very good. And I drink copious amounts of Carlson's fish oil, the lemon-flavored one. It does not repeat on you. And I'm getting maybe 4 or 5,000 or 4 or 5 grams of DHA a day. Now, you have to be careful. It will thin your blood. And you have to be careful of that. But with that being said, we know that omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation and have a profound effect on the body. What's next after? Oh, I'm sorry, you were going to say something about that?
Oh, no, that's about it. That's about all I want to say on that.
Where do we go from fish oil, Mike?
Basically, the last one on the list is pomegranates, and I believe that this was mentioned on your show a while back as well. I believe Dr. Scott Connolly mentioned this. And also very similar to resveratrol, it works very well, like a lot of diabetic drugs, to just increase that glucose metabolism and get the optimal insulin response you want. So pomegranate is a good product to stack with resveratrol, or you could take one or the other. But it's another one of those products that's been shown pretty well to increase the glucose metabolism and increase insulin sensitivity.
Very good. Very good. And what about chocolate-covered pomegranate seeds? No good?
that sounds really good, actually.
Where does alcohol fall into all this, Mike? I like to have a glass of wine with dinner once in a while.
Yeah, my take on alcohol is you don't have to be a teetotaler where you never have alcohol. You can have a drink or two per night, something like wine or even gin. It's not a big deal. But if you are someone that's really overweight and fat loss is your number one goal and you have been shown to have high levels of insulin, I would curtail the alcohol and just until you get that stuff more managed. Because the thing about alcohol is it can actually, interestingly enough, it can actually increase testosterone in women, but it can actually increase estrogen in men.
Right.
It's one of those things where you want to encourage women to drink it and then skip the alcohol and just have water yourself when you come out.
Yeah, because alcohol has been shown to increase the aromatase enzyme biosynthesis in men, which leads to siphoning off testosterone into estrogen.
Right, and you're basically taking in a lot of sugar alcohol, so that's going to have a very negative
effect.
But
also alcohol in and of itself, just the alcohol alone, will increase insulin even in the absence of carbohydrate meal. If you just drink alcohol, you know, I mean a considerable amount, for three or four shots, it will spike insulin and cause a hypoglycemic episode if you don't have anything in you. And that's why diet energy drinks with alcohol are so dangerous for people who have underlying heart issues that don't know about it.
No, that's very true. And caffeine can have a similar effect where it just spikes insulin levels.
Right. Right.
So my take with alcohol is this. If you have a glass of wine after a good meal, that's not as big a deal because the meal is going to blunt a lot of those effects. If you have a glass of wine and an empty stomach first thing in the morning, which I can't imagine too many people do unless you have a drinking problem, and that's going to be an issue. But if you have a glass of wine every once in a while after a meal or with a meal, not a big thing. I wouldn't worry about it. But if you are someone where you're having a very hard time losing weight and you get some testing done and you realize that you have insulin resistance and also something called leptin resistance, which we can talk about next time, that's a very important hormone as well to optimize. And leptin and insulin really work well. They work together either for us or against us. So that's also very important to address. It really just depends on where you're at. But also with addressing insulin resistance, a lot of people don't realize that. Like, for example, if you're a bodybuilder and you want to put on a lot of weight, you're taking in a lot of calories, you're eating often, you're eating a good amount of carbohydrates most likely, this can cause insulin resistance as well.
And increase androgens. For those guys who are using super physiological levels of androgens, that will precipitate insulin resistance. I predict that, yes. I've said this before, most bodybuilders are insulin resistant.
Yes, I'm really a big believer in not eating as frequently as a lot of people recommend. A lot of trainers recommend eating every 2 hours, sometimes even just basically you're just snacking, grazing all day, that whole theory. And one, from a convenience standpoint, I never got into that because I always felt that my whole day revolved around eating, where I had to make sure I have food around at all times. And you're always looking at your clock saying, okay, it's been 2 hours since my last meal. Even though I'm not hungry, let me just grab something here. And people have this fear of hunger where if they feel like they're even slightly hungry, that a lot of bad things are happening. And I don't fall into that at all. I think that having, especially for fat loss, I think 3 meals per day with a good amount of protein, especially in the morning to really ramp up your metabolism, good balance of fat, low glycemic carbohydrates, and then you take 6 hours at least in between each meal, that's really going to increase your insulin sensitivity. It's because basically 3 hours after you eat, insulin goes down, and another hormone, glucagon, comes up, and glucagon is your fat-burning hormone where it's going to pull nutrition out of the cells, the liver, and then it's going to pull it from stored body fat. So you're basically getting a snack on your own body fat in between each meal.
That's a good one.
Stretches rather than just snacking all day long where you never go to stored body fat. I mean, if you're eating constantly, then you're always relying on the nutrition that's coming in, and you're never going to go to that excess stored body fat to release that for energy.
Hey, Mike, we've come to the end of the interview. For those of you who want a complete list and Mike's notes You can email him at Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R, 2525, Mahler25 at yahoo.com. Mike, we're going to have you back on the show to cover some other topics as well very soon, right?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'd love to come back.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon. And we will see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got great shows for you all this week. Don't miss them. We'll see you then.
You're listening to The Superhuman.